hate you some, I hate you some, I love you some. Oh, I love you when I forget about me. I wanna be strong, I wanna live alone, I wanna belong to the living. Alive, alive, I wanna get up and drive, wanna wreck my stockings in some jukebox dive. Do you want, do you want, do you wanna dance with me, baby? Do you wanna take a chance on maybe finding some sweet romance with me, baby? Well, come on. All I really, really want our love to do is to bring out the best in me and in you too. All I really, really want our love to do is to bring out the best in me and in you. I wanna talk to you, I wanna shampoo you, I wanna renew you again and again. Applause, applause, life is a cause when I think of your kisses, my mind seesaws. Do you see how you hurt me, baby? So I hurt you too. Then we both get so blue. I am on a lonely road and I am traveling, looking for the key to set me. Jealousy, the greed is the unraveling, it's the unraveling, and it undoes all the joy that could be. I wanna have fun, I wanna shine like the sun, wanna be the one that you wanna see, wanna knit you a sweater, wanna write you a love letter, wanna make you feel better, wanna make you feel.
Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Marshall and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. You just heard All I Want by Joni Mitchell off of her incredible album Blue. And last week I played another song, Carrie, from the same album. And I've recently been just playing it on repeat. It's such an incredible, you know, piece of music and piece of art. So if you're not familiar with it, I could not recommend it more to go listen to it all the way through. But if you are, I'm sure you're aware of how great it is. And I'm sure you've listened to it probably as much as I have, if you're a Joni Mitchell fan. But yeah, we'll get right back into the music. I am once again coming to you from my bedroom at Tufts, instead of the WMFO studio. And I'm, you know, doing my best to continue to share music over the radio and share music with you all. You know, as frustrating as these rules may be, they're important, and I'm complying in the ways that I can. But just excited to keep sharing music over the radio through these pre-recorded shows. So yeah, we'll get right back into the music. We have a lot of great artists coming your way. But up first is a song from Corey Wong.
But that's only what I can do. We'll be right back.
weird, like, position to be placed, you know, for a human being. It's like, I don't know, I just marvel at that guy's, like, you know, his strength. Holidays, everybody. This is Brad Paisley for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. When you're traveling during the holidays and see somebody who's had too much to drink about to get behind the wheel, well, get those keys and save a life. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the home studio once again. My name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. To recap, first you heard Team Sports by Corey Wong, and this one kind of came to mind because if you're a Spotify user, I'm sure you're aware that the 2020 Wrapped, I guess story, I don't know what you would call it, but data came out this past week. So I've been kind of exploring that and have been, you know, sharing my top artists and top songs with my friends and family and whatnot. So that first song was, I have it right in front of me. That was my fourth song of the year. And to go over my artists and songs, my top artists were The Grateful Dead, Phish, Corey Wong, Tame Impala, Bob Dylan. And my top songs were Meditation by Corey Wong, Love of Mine by Nickel Creek, Watercolors by Corey Wong, Team Sports by Corey Wong, and Feels Like We Only Go Backwards by Tame Impala. So the Corey Wong album came out, I guess, right before quarantine, but I think I kind of listened to it a ton over quarantine, which is why there's three of those songs in the top five. But it's a really, really incredible album, which I recommend to listen to. Team Sports was the only song that I hadn't played on the show yet from that five. But next was Music to Walk Home By Tame Impala off of Lonerism, which is probably my favorite of their albums, but I've been listening to Currents quite a bit. But I really, really enjoyed that song from Tame Impala, which is from the same album as Feels Like We Only Go Backwards. So it didn't make my top songs, but definitely was up there this past year. I hope you guys have enjoyed exploring your own 2020 Wrapped, because I always find it fun to see, you know, minutes listened and look at those top songs and artists. I think I'm going to cover all five artists in the rest of the show. So you heard some Corey Wong and Tame Impala, but we have Grateful Dead, Phish, and Bob Dylan coming up. So be sure to stick around. It'll be a good second half of the show. And a little taste of what I've been listening to the past year. But next I have a couple birthday shout-outs to make up for, because I recorded last week's show before, kind of a week before the actual show, so it slipped my mind to give shout-outs to these two birthdays, but I will make up for it now. The first was my mom. Her birthday was last Saturday, and we, I got to see her kind of at a distance. It was good to kind of be able to spend a little time with her. So I know that she loves Motown and loves Marvin Gaye. So I heard it through the grapevine by Marvin Gaye, which is kind of her favorite era. So happy birthday, Mom. And next was, my brother's birthday was, I think, a week before. Yeah, it was exactly a week before that. His favorite artist, or at least favorite guitarist, is what he's told me, is Blake Mills. So this is an interesting one. I was looking for the Bob Dylan version of this song on YouTube, and then came across the Blake Mills cover of it, which I thought was super cool, and I was excited to kind of throw that in. I was looking for a Blake Mills song anyway, because I wanted to give a little shout out to my brother. But I really liked that version, and I think it was like backstage for a festival. I can't remember. It might be a Newport Folk, but I could be wrong. I'd have to double check that. A really cool version, a really cool cover of a Bob Dylan song, by Blake Mills. And happy birthday to my brother Ashton. Bob Dylan was also in the news because I think his entire musical catalog was just bought by Universal for, I think, like $300 million, which is obviously a ton of money, but it almost feels undervalued just given the incredible weight of all those songs, and they span decades, and, you know, he's won a Nobel Prize in literature because of them. So it's a crazy deal that just happened that I don't know all the details of, but I was kind of shocked to see that in the news today. But we're going to play a little bit of Bob Dylan after the break as well. But up first, we have a little bit of The Grateful Dead. I played Black Peter from The History of the Grateful Dead, and I really enjoyed listening to that album lately. So this is Katie May from the same album. But this is Jest Pigpen, who was the first keyboardist for The Grateful Dead, who died quite young, and was then replaced by Keith Godchow, if I'm saying that his name right, and then later Brent Midland. So he was kind of first in the Grateful Dead keyboardist lineup. But this is just him on guitar and singing, which was kind of unusual for them to have him go out there alone. But it's a really cool version of Katie May. And you can kind of hear he screws up the guitar at first and someone calls him out and he said, "Don't tell me about my mistakes. I can kind of handle them on my own." So some fun little banter at the beginning of the song. But yeah, so here is Katie May by the Grateful Dead.
What do you think I'm trying to do, man? What you doing? Let me make my mistakes on my own. I don't need your help. Let's get this thing stuck up here and see what happens. What was that? Well, now if I don't blow it too bad, it's one of them songs, you know. Well, you know, Katie May's a good girl. Folks say she don't run around at night. Well, you know, Katie May's a good girl. I made a mistake, and she don't run around at night. Yes, and you can bet your last dollar Katie May will treat you right. Now some folks say she must be a Cadillac, but I say she got to be a T-model Ford. You know, some folks say she must be a Cadillac. I say she got to be a team model Ford. Yeah, so she got the shape all right, but you can't carry no heavy load. And she walks just like her daddy got old wells in her backyard. You know, and she walks just like she got her old wells in her backyard. You know, every time she get to working, that woman, she never have to work too hard. All right. I said goodbye, goodbye, poor Katie. Here's the last words I'm got to say. Yeah, nah, 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 poor Katie. Last words I'm got to say. Cause if I don't meet you tomorrow, I'm gonna get you early in the next day. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you very much.
The Mona, come closer, shut softly your watery eyes. The pain of your sadness will pass as your senses will rise. For the flowers of the city, the bread line get dead like a time. And there's no use in trying to deal with the dying, though I cannot explain any line. Lips I still wish to kiss as would be by the touch of your skin. Your magnetic movement still captures the minutes I'm in. What is grieving my heart, love? See, you're trying to be a part of a world that just don't exist.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the home studio one last time. Again, my name is Marshall, and you've been listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. To recap, again, first you heard Katie May by The Grateful Dead off of The History of the Grateful Dead, otherwise known as Bear's Choice. Next, you heard To Ramona by Bob Dylan featuring Jerry Garcia, which is from November 16th of 1980. And that song is on his record is just him on guitar and vocals, Bob. But this is a really cool kind of version, like a full band version with the kind of jam band aspect with Jerry Garcia. And I love a lot of the collaborations between Bob Dylan and the Grateful Dead and also with just Jerry. This is no exception, a really, really cool version of this song. And that was kind of right in the heart. 1980 was kind of the heart of their kind of collaborative years. So that was a really cool version that I came across on YouTube and wanted to throw in there. And last was Harry Hood by Phish off of Alive One, which might be Phish's most famous live album. But if not, it's certainly one of the most popular and probably my favorite of theirs. I want to say it's from the late 90s. I'm forgetting off the top of my head, but I think it was kind of mid-late 90s at Clifford Ball. And I'm forgetting what state that's in. But either way, a really great live album and a really cool version of Harry Hood, which if you're not a Phish fan is kind of a typical closer of theirs, kind of before the encore. I think that's where it was in this show too. One of my favorite songs by them and probably my favorite version of that song as well. But yeah, that's about all the time that we have today. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to tune back in next week, same time, Monday from 7 to 8 p.m. It is the last week of classes. This week is the last week of classes, but that is finals week. So I will be heading home at the end of that week. But if I'm not mistaken, I think that, you know, I have the option to keep doing shows from home throughout the break and into the start of next semester. So I'm going to look into that and hopefully be able to continue to broadcast music and keep up the show over the break. I will, you know, keep you all in the loop on that one. But until next week, have an incredible week this week. And be sure to tune back in Monday from 7 to 8. But to send you off on this Monday evening into the rest of your school week or work week, here's a little uplifting song from the Beatles, one that I'm sure you all know and love. This is Twist and Shout.